It's Riverside.
It's 7.
Stand by.
I'm Chris Foster. More than 9,600 people have died now with the new coronavirus in the U.S., and Surgeon General Dr. Jerome Adams tells Fox News Sunday,
"This is going to be the hardest and the saddest week of most Americans' lives, quite frankly. This is going to be our Pearl Harbor moment, our 9/11 moment, only it's not going to be localized. It's going to be happening all over the country."
The British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's hospitalized.
Johnson is reportedly also displaying some mild symptoms of COVID-19 after being diagnosed more than 10 days ago. The 55-year-old is in stable condition, according to Downing Street, and the hospitalization is simply a precautionary measure.
Fox's Trey Yinks. The outgoing Intelligence Community Inspector General Mark Atkinson says in a statement he believes President Trump is firing him for carrying out his legal obligations. He'd forwarded a whistleblower complaint about the president's conversation with Ukraine's president. America's listening to Fox News.
There was no whistleblower. Cut the crap, Fox. And welcome to, Monday.
Wish that I was heading off to work in my regular routine. I'd be fighting awful traffic instead of working at home in quarantine. Miss my coffee break, cause now I sit and drink wine all day. Stupid boss would ask me to stay. I wish it was a normal Monday. Eating lunch at Subway. Boring and mundane. Guess it's better than unpaid. I wish it was a normal Monday.
We all wish that. At a couple of minutes past 7 o'clock, beautiful outside, Rich's forecast in a sec, but Randall's been waiting to talk to us.
Hey.
Morning, man. I just a little honesty here. This is my first, Saturday was my first day back, and I lied to you talking about it was hard for me to get up. I mean, I don't sleep, but when you have a routine, I don't know why it's hard for me to start something over, but I'm on you now, baby. I was at another radio station because I thought we were going to make changes and everybody wants to spin the wheel. But I'm here. I want to be here. And I want to be part of this change you're about to bring in Montgomery. And just to add to yesterday about the delivery stuff, what I meant, because I kind of left out, like Baumhauer could have bread. You know, he got all that storage room now where people sit. He can order extra bread. He can order extra eggs. He can even have somebody that does the eggs stamp Alabama and Auburn, you know, little symbols on them and have a, you know, we get people.
Guess
still
what,
need
Randall?
Like that.
He's a step ahead of you. He's opening a little grocery in there.
Yo, see, perfect, man. That's what we need. It brings stuff back home, and we know each other, and people trust you and Baumhauer, so they trust him because of you, and that's a good thing, man, because everybody can stock up on all the canned goods, but in a week, 2 weeks, you need bread, you still got to go back out there and touch every one of them handles that they say that this virus is on for a week. I mean, what good is it going to do to stay at home, and unless you like the TV man and the weatherman on the TV station, I can't even think of his name, but freezing bread. I mean, then you run out. You got 7 kids looking at you, why my bread froze, and you got to thaw it out. Man, Baumhauer, I love it that you deliver. And then he can have, like, different times for different subdivisions. And we bring the doctors back to the subdivision, like two or three subdivisions share the same doctor. And everybody, you know what I mean, in doing schooling the same way, the only reason you go to the building, and if you need to use a computer, you have set time. Then you can do all your extra activities at that building, the community center, what we'll call it right now. I hate that word, community center. Cause it
Randall, I really appreciate what you're doing here, but we...
Hey, but one thing, about if y'all bored of sitting at home, I'm telling y'all, look up documentaries called Drugs is Weapon Against Us. You can look up Tesla Files. And not only look them up, Greg, you can sit there and get on, like... No, don't use Google as much, but, like, get any kind of other search engine. And you can look up different dates.
I'm a DuckDuckGoose guy.
Yeah, different kind of news clippings, and man, you can get lost, and you can see how the world really works. You can teach our kids the real history, and because trust me, they even changing it on Chromebooks right as we speak, Greg.
I
want to show you that first. All right, brother, love y'all, man. Y'all take care out there.
All right, thank you, Randall.
Did it? Did you have the closed captioning turned on?
I don't know if I mentioned this to you yesterday, but Friday afternoon, mm-hmm. we weren't able to bring the governor's announcement through the board. Mm-hmm. So Eddie Bader was reading the closed captioning, and it was unbelievably pathetic.
Well, it's automatic, you know? I mean, in other words, they have there's a machine that does that when it's live.
My phone, you know, does a voice message and does a much better job with that than closed caption.
Also,
it was horrible. It was a joke.
Our governor has an accent, and so I think the machines have a little problem with sometimes with.
I mean, you think for an important accent. Thing like it, we were laughing at the way the thing was interpreting what she was saying, although it wasn't funny.
My favorite Randall line from the weekend when he called in was. He called Tiger King, Lion King, the Lion King.
Yeah. He only missed by one. All right, 707.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Southern Tractor, Troy and Elba, the largest coyote tractor dealer in the South. A 25-horsepower coyote tractor, $14,900, with free loader, unlimited hour warranty. And a 45-horsepower coyote tractor with loader, $22,984. Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy.
Do you need some good news? The news is really good. We are pleasantly cool this morning, and we have a great day ahead. Very warm for this time of the year, more like a day in June. High temperature up to about 87, good bit of sunshine. Tonight will be dry and mild, overnight low 64. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms become likely, especially by midday and into the afternoon. A smaller chance Tuesday night with a high around 81. We'll be in the mid-80s Wednesday and Thursday, risk of some spotty thunderstorms both days. Much cooler Friday, and then over the weekend, Easter weekend, well, we don't know. That one model says that there could be a big storm with severe weather on Easter, and another model says, no, Easter's going to be fine. So big question marks, a low confidence Easter weekend forecast. We'll keep an eye on it. Right now, calm winds, clear skies for the most part. We had a low of 55. It's 57 right now at 709.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
I'm here to tell you that we are very, very happy Brian Jewelry customers, and unfortunately, the jewelry store has been one of the locations that's been forced to close its doors, but they are still very much in business, and my daughter loves the Brian Jewelry website. She has picked out several things. It's not an illusion. If it looks great there, it'll look great on the person that you're intending it for. So here's what they've done. Go to brianjewelry.com. They're available via text from the website, or you can dial 954-1224 FaceTime, and you can call the store at 365-6552. Shop the website, join the club while you're on it, and save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more. And I do want to mention this. Long before we even thought places like Brian Jewelry would have to close their doors to shoppers, there were some amazing pieces available to celebrate Easter in the meaningful way. Those are also still available. They ask everybody to be patient as they follow the CDC guidelines working through this situation. But again, start at brianjewelry.com. There are a number of options to shop and purchase and pick up whatever it is that you are desiring. It's a great store. I went on my little rant Sunday. I mean, how long are we going to expect stores like this to be able to stay in business? They're doing their best. If you have a chance or you want to take a look at some of the amazing stuff they have for Easter, go to brianjewelry.com and check it out. Lynn, Kenny, and that great staff up there, let's keep their business going until they can reopen the doors. Hopefully, that'll be sooner than later. It's that convenient time of 7-Eleven. We have random facts coming up that'll be followed by a $10 food outlet pop quiz question. And I do have a convoluted intro to get us going here in about 3 minutes.
For Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Alabama is now approaching 2,000 confirmed coronavirus cases. The Alabama Department of Public Health has confirmed at least 31 deaths from COVID-19 and continues to investigate others. At least 200 people are hospitalized statewide. Alabama is now under an emergency stay-at-home order. The order went into effect Saturday evening at 5. Now, there are some exceptions, including performing essential activities like buying food or obtaining essential services and going to work at a business deemed essential. And Andalusia police are investigating a drive-by shooting Friday night on Packer Avenue. Police say shots were fired into a car and a home. A woman and child were inside the home but were not injured. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Mike Benson with Adams Drugs. Times are tough here in the River Region, and the near future doesn't look that great. Our hearts go out to those businesses that have closed down and the employees who have lost their job. But I'm encouraged and inspired by the local restaurants doing whatever it takes to stay in business, providing curbside and delivery. Hopefully, you are doing what you can to support our local businesses. Our support today could very well determine who will be in business this time next year. Our gift shops are closed, but our pharmacy is open. The volume is down, but we're going to survive this, and no one will miss a paycheck. Adams Drugs' challenge and battle now is with certain insurance companies and pharmacy benefit managers that have decided now is a good time to encourage their patients to go to mail order pharmacy. I doubt very seriously that there's anyone using mail order pharmacy now knows the name of the pharmacist who filled their prescription. More importantly, does the mail order pharmacist know you or your family? At Adams Drugs, our family has been building relationships with your family for over 58 years. At Adams Drugs, we now offer curbside pickup, and we've been delivering since 1962.
For the location nearest you, visit adamsdrugs.net.
There's something special about the rush you get when your fingers pull the throttle and everyone else just tries to keep up. It's the kind of endless thrill you'll only experience on a Yamaha Wave Runner. Whether you're in it for the effortless fun of the affordable EX series or the supercharged luxury of the FX series, Yamaha Wave Runners always help you kick in the weekend into high gear. See Yamaha Wave Runners, the best in the business, at Ward Yamaha. They're located in Troy, Alabama on Highway 231 South.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Benatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Today is April 6th. Plan your epitaph day. Ah, yes. There's nothing like a holiday that reminds us we're all going to die. But don't let that ruin Plan Your Epitaph Day.
And now, here lies Jay Scott, the master of
random facts.
Thank you all for coming. Appreciate it. This is my mock funeral. Did you know, last year, 2019, A&W became the first franchise restaurant chain to turn 100 years old.
Wow.
The old hamburgers and woot beer.
We'd get in the car. Dad would take the whole family, and we'd go to the drive up A&W. Remember those frosty glasses?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. They take them out of the freezer. Are they still open anywhere?
Obviously, they turned 100 years old in 2019.
I think
so. Somebody is running one somewhere.
I just haven't seen one. There used to be one. Not far from where I picked up Janelle after school. We'd go there once in a while.
Frosty A&W, and those frosty mugs are the best.
Little ice cream. Black cows, we called it in
the
Midwest.
There you go.
Let's see. No, that's not right. Oh, it's giving me... Okay, restaurants. Let's see what we can find here.
I got a note.
Restaurants. Set your location. I'm going to put in our location here and see what it tells me. Closest one is in Haleyville. That is 2 hours, almost 3 hours away.
That's northwest Alabama.
Yeah. Right. After that, you got to go to Kimball, Tennessee. Three and a half hours.
Not too many of those.
No, things. No, there's not.
We should do that someday. We never do anything together.
There's four in Tennessee alone. There's one here in Alabama in Haleyville. It's got a menu online. There's the root beer. The mug club.
Yeah.
Did you know Stanislaw Kolowski is the oldest man in Poland. Sounded Irish. He still competes in sprinting, shot put, and discus.
How old is he?
109.
Wonder when his birthday is.
He credits his longevity to never going to the doctor and doing whatever he wants.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of them go, well, I smoke.
Yeah.
You know.
Couple shots of bourbon every day.
Yeah. He will be 110 on the 14th. So that's Tuesday. A week from tomorrow, he'll be 110.
You'll be one of those rare people that becomes a teenager twice.
Yeah. That's true.
Yep.
Wonder if you go through puberty again.
Some of us never get out of it. That's why from time to time you'll hear Susie say,
what are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
Did you know Alexander Karelin? Alexander Karelin dominated the Greco-Roman wrestling with a devastating reverse body lift, had a PhD in sports science, and an 888-1 record. 888. That's how many wins this guy had.
And one?
And one loss. Because that one loss, by the way, came in the 2000 Olympics.
Oh?
He faced a guy by the name of Rulon Gardner. He was a United States dairy farmer who wrestled cows. Gardner was so heavy, Alexander was unable to lift him and lost the match. That is the one on the 888-1.
Boy, oh boy. So I guess the lesson here is wrestle cows for as far as training for that event.
Heifers.
That's
a large heifer. Did you know the model for Uncle Sam on the 1917 poster, I Want You, is the face of the painter. His name is James Montgomery. He used his own picture in order to avoid the need to find a model for the print. For effect, he aged his portrait. He also added the goatee beard as well. So it's an aged version of the artist. Did you know the first label, the first made-in-country label, you know, made in China, made in Germany, made in
Japan,
made in the USA, the first label was created in 1887 in England to discourage foreign goods and to encourage consumption of domestic-made goods. This ultimately backfired, however, when Britons bought more goods made in Germany than domestic-made ones.
Germany?
You know the Germans always make good stuff. Did you know on Take Your Child to Work Day in 2016, a kid visiting the studio accidentally took NPR off the air for a full minute across the West Coast. Don't press any buttons.
Don't touch anything.
No kidding. Stop it. Coming up, we got five more random facts to do. We will talk about Mad Magazine.
Oh.
Ric Flair, the wrestler. a neat little thing you could have had added to your BMW if you lived in South Africa. What else do we have? Elton John. And a pilot in the... Oh, what is the RAF? The Royal Air Force?
Right.
Is that what that is? Yeah, we'll talk about a pilot named Alan Pollock. From 1968, and what he did.
Okie doke.
So that's all coming up on Random Facts.
Speaking of the RAF, I watched a great war movie that has not a whole lot of combat in it, called Mrs. Miniver, with Greer Garson. It includes the Dunkirk boat lift. What it was like to be in proximity to the bombing and stuff. It's a great story.
Hey, you want to
It'll tug at your heart.
You want to re-screen Dunkirk next Sunday?
Wouldn't mind doing that at all.
Yeah, we missed this Sunday.
But that, if you've never seen it, if you like Turner Classic, next time, it might even be on there on demand right now, Mrs. Miniver. That is an outstanding movie.
Never heard of it.
With Walter Pigeon. It is 7:21. I finally did something over the weekend I've been meaning to do for the last couple of weeks. And I went out to Fitzpatrick Nursery. How easy it was to find. You just go west on Vaughan into 110. It becomes Highway 110. And you'll see the mile marker for 22 on your right. And then just past that, after a little short bridge, you'll see it on the left. I pulled up to it. It's really the highlight reel of the drive out
there. And the first person you saw when you pulled up there this weekend was?
Rosie.
Yes.
I could not believe I did a double take. Oh, man, we are really experiencing synchronicity here. She said, I'm going to have fun this weekend. She went and got a whole bunch of stuff for her place. And I did mine. And even replanted some things. We had a lot of stuff that was just not happening in the yard. And it really needed a dose of color. And the first thing you notice about whatever plant you're looking at, the colors are rich and vibrant. And the plants are supersized. Really, really excellent selection. And I think I spent like $41, and I filled up the trunk of my SUV with beautiful plants. And they look fantastic. Anything, you just ask Clay or any of the staff, how often does it need to be watered? Do I need to repot this, all that? They got ready answers for those questions. But when it comes to value, you're not going to find more at a better price.
Rosie says a lot of our customers, a lot of our listeners.
That's all that was there when I got there. That was really cool, too. I met some listeners. And we hope that they're closed today, but open Tuesday through Saturday. It's a great drive. It's about 20 minutes or so, and it's just scenic Alabama countryside. Again, east, just past mile marker 22, Fitzpatrick Nursery. Take a look at the selection and the pricing on their Facebook page, and then get out there and enjoy. That's agriculture, and agriculture is essential. And you'll love it. I'm going back, too. David.
Good morning, all.
Hey.
What's up, man? I remember that wrestling match, watching that.
Oh, the Olympic one?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Rulon Gardner, if you... Now, imagine Brock Lesnar wrestling like that. He's about... Brock Lesnar is about his size.
I'm looking him up now. Oh, yeah. He's a big boy.
Big guy. I mean, huge guy. So I could... You can understand why he couldn't lift him. But yeah. He tried several times. I remember that.
Apparently he was on The Biggest Loser. He weighed 474 pounds.
Yeah.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
God.
He was massive. So you can imagine a guy trying to lift that dead weight.
Wow.
Yeah. When you wrestle cows, I can just imagine what the other guy looked like.
No doubt. Well, anyway, have a great Monday.
I see you.
You too, David. We're going to check traffic. Back with part two of Random Facts next.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We are very busy all over the city right now. Congressman Dickinson and Federal Drive into Atlanta Highway. Very congested right now, as well as the East Boulevard from Troy Highway all the way down to Norman Bridge. We've got some congestion on the Northeast Boulevard from the Wetumpka Highway back over to Ware's Ferry. I-85 and 65 looking good, though. They're light to moderate through downtown Montgomery. Keep it right here. We'll keep you updated throughout the ride into work. Are you tired of that dead end job? You can change it all right now. Go to trenumstate.edu and enroll now. Trenum State, your new career and a brighter future just a click away. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services provided by the lawyers.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all. From brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air is open and here for you. Dixie is working with increased safety practices. From our family to yours, let's keep our homes and businesses safe. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie.
License number 15033.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Weekend's over. Weekend's over. Ooh,
here. It's here.
And now,
you'll get smart too with by learning
dumb facts.
Got it.
It's like part two, but he said smart too.
Yeah, and he said get smart.
Oh, yeah, get smart. Yeah, because that was the opening to Get Smart.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say, it doesn't necessarily work too much in these times. Going back to work on a Monday, most people think this is, well, most people don't know what day this is.
Or care. And they're not wearing pants.
That's me. Did you know?
That's disturbing.
Matt, well, this chair feels quite nice. Did you know Mad Magazine...
Help me worry.
...was threatened with a lawsuit.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure they've been threatened with just more than one.
Oh, God, yeah.
It was after their parody of The Empire Strikes Back. The matter, however, was dropped after the publisher of Mad Magazine, Bill Gaines, sent the lawyers a copy of a letter from George Lucas that praised the satire.
Oh, so Lucas was unaware that somebody and his company or...
Yeah, I think it was 20th Century Fox or whatever. It was the movie studio that was... Yeah.
That's very interesting.
That was filing the lawsuit, and then it's like, no, man, the creator, this guy, he's fine with it. You're fine. It's good. It's satire. Can't get us on that.
That's good.
Did you know that whenever WWE wrestler Ric Flair would wear red trunks, it meant that he was going to lose that particular match?
No.
Well, how did... Oh, because it's all pre-programmed?
The outcome is determined, yes. Predetermined.
Yeah.
How to get there is not always predetermined, but the outcome is you lose this match. Find out a way to make that happen, but you lose this match.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Uh-huh.
You two work on how you're going to make that happen, but lose the match. Did you know? In South Africa, apparently only in South Africa, there was an attachment for BMWs that you could get added to the car. It was a flamethrower.
Ooh.
It was sold, which was designed to blind but not kill carjackers. Now, I'm going to show you something here. If I can get this thing to be big. Okay, so I have you both look at this. And I get that this is not translating well over the radio, but you'll see. Here's the flamethrower. That is supposed to blind the carjacker.
Oh, you're...
After, of course, it sets his entire body on fire.
Wow, and there is smoldering on the ground.
That is, that's a heck of a deterrent for a carjacker. But yeah, it comes, by the way, for those wondering, it comes from under the car. It's like right below the driver's side on the bottom of the car, and it just, boom. Sets them ablaze.
Great for parents. Jeez, I mean, kid, don't play with that button right there.
Did you know? Instead of releasing the single that became his very first number one, Elton John wanted to release a different song.
Yeah, it's Benny and the Jets, and CKOW decided to play it.
Oh no! This says it's something different.
Okay.
This says it's a song about. That called Always on the Bonk.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about, because that's true. The other one is true, too. Interesting. Always on the Bonk.
He once wrote a song about it, but his record company did not let him release it. A chart topper, or planned a chart topper called I'm Always on the Bonk. He wanted to put it out as a single instead of what turned out to be his first ever number one. This is his first ever number one, by the way.
By the way, they wanted to put out something radio safe, like The Bitch Is Back, right?
Right.
What was his first number one?
Well, I want to say Your Song, but I don't know if Your Song made it to number one. That was his first hit, was Your Song.
Yeah. I think it did.
Hang on, because this looks wrong. Elton John first number one. Pre-release from his forthcoming album. What is this? This is not telling me. It has to give me all this other stuff. Just tell me what his first number one. Oh, that's his first U.S. number one. That doesn't help me.
What's his first U.S. number one?
Your Song.
Oh, Your Song. Okay.
but yeah. Right now we're talking about bunking.
Yeah. I'm going to have to look this up because I'm first UK number one.
Is it going to be my song of the day one day?
Yeah, let's find it. I'd like to hear it.
I'm always on the bonk?
Yeah.
I'm still,
probably on YouTube.
I'm still bonking. Whether
you are incorrigible.
Like a little kid.
All right, let's see. Which browser will this thing let me use? I can't put, okay.
I don't know that it's on. I don't know that it's out there.
And it's, I'm on the bonk?
I'm always on the bonk.
How do you spell bonk?
B-A-B-O-N-K.
B-O-N-K.
I don't think it's out. I don't think it's out there.
Ah, not only that, it's got the lyrics.
Ooh.
Oh, that's Don't Go Breaking My Heart 5 million times.
Don't Go Breaking My Bonk.
Well, it doesn't. It said it had it, but it's not.
It's not coming up.
That's what I'm saying. So this people, is very weird.
People have asked for it.
If
but
it's not coming up, we can't bonk.
You should social distance
and
not bonk.
From that joke.
I'm not sure that this is true. I'm going to have to do some more research on this.
I'm still bunking right there.
Oh, goodness. It went, I don't know where I'm going. I don't know who I'm. I'm always on the bunk. It could have been an A-side, but we got our knuckles wrapped by the label. I don't know that
that's
it was
part of the that's part of the lyrics? Wow.
This thing is, I don't understand this, because this says the legendary, he penned a track, he wanted to put it out as a single instead of what turned out to be his first ever number one, Don't Go Breaking My Heart with Kiki D. That is that can't be his first number one.
It might be. I mean, your song's a great song, but
at a time,
it may not be.
In those days when they couldn't tabulate record sales like they can today digitally, and they know immediately how many copies something is sold,
It could be true that Don't Go Breaking My Heart is his first number one.
There's a long list of songs that people thought must have been number one that just never were.
I was thinking Crocodile Rock was. And by the way, that might be tomorrow's song. I forget. But it's this week.
It's this week, yeah.
It's this week.
And finally, did you know, in 1968, Royal Air Force pilot Alan Pollock illegally flew his Hawker Hunter jet through the span of Tower Bridge in central London. Why did he do this, you ask? Well, it sort of makes sense. His actions were to mark the 50th anniversary of the founding of the RAF and as a demonstration against the Ministry of Defense, who were not recognizing that anniversary. So it was both a celebration and a protest.
Interesting.
Those are your random facts.
All right.
I don't have the bonk song, but I got the boink boink.
That's always good.
Yeah.
The boink boink instead of the bonk bonk.
The boink boink. We used to call Give Me the Night by George Benson the boink boink song because it recurs. Give me the night. Boink boink. Dun, 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 boink boink.
Boink boink.
A lot of people are probably looking at their radios. We're not sure it's Monday. We don't even know what station we're on.
Yeah, other radios are closed. We're open.
Exactly. We are.
The bonk leader.
Yeah. Here in the River Region.
On your bonk dial.
It is 7:35. Now, last Friday, I was thrilled to share the good news that Baumhauer's is up and running with drive-through and online ordering. Gabby's Just Wing It. That's the name of their new drive-through service. Wings and fries, any style. That's what they have at the drive-up window at Baumhauer's.
Is Gabby one of his daughters? Who's Gabby?
Gabby is the sous chef.
Oh.
At one of the locations who invented this.
Gotcha.
In fact, Gabby is the guy that Bob brought in for me and Mr. Ritterbuttle's wedding at downtown.
Oh.
He did all the food. He's very good. Anyway, for online ordering, go to baumhauers.com. Just click on Montgomery, for example, and they've got it's not the same menu, but it's all your favorites, and you can not only order everything you need, but you can designate a specific pickup time. I experimented with this on Friday. I ordered four items to be picked up at 6:15, and guess what? At 6:13, they came out with the bag, and I was on my way.
Oh, that's great. I love that.
You can pay online. I chose to leave a tip because, they're trying to survive over there.
Of course they are.
And the system really works well. So for lunch or dinner, Baumhauer's is now a real option. Like today, you can pick up as early as 11 a.m. if you want. And almost everything on the menu is like $8 or $9. But you can also buy family-sized dinners or party-sized trays of wings. So you can either go through Just Wing It, Gabby's Just Wing It, at Baumhauer's Victory Grill on the Boulevard, or go online to baumhauers.com and place your order. And the prices are great. $36 to feed four people on Friday night.
Not bad when you think about what that would cost you know, at other spots.
Exactly, and it was good, as Andy Griffith would say. So baumhauers.com for the one, well, it is the one nearest you. What am I saying? It's time for today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, and by earlier I mean the very first Random Fact we did, we talked about the A&W franchise restaurant chain. Mm-hmm. Last year it turned a certain age. We told you that. Mm-hmm. How old will it be this year?
Mm. I think that's a trick question.
It's a little trick of a question, but I think you can get it.
Well, our number is 272-9228. 272-9228. And stop playing this COVID coy game.
With us.
With us. Pick up the phone,
Mr.
call us. We are,
Mrs.
We are germ-free at 272-9228.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Well, good morning, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have light to moderate traffic around the boulevard now. I-65 at 85, light to mostly moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Little action on the 31s inbound into town, but that's about it. We have no accidents reported to us to pass along to you this morning. Everybody seems to be behaving themselves on the roads. Keep it here, and we will keep you updated at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. You can avoid the crowds. Tell them what you want. They'll bring the vehicle to you for your own private test drive. Call Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. They'll do the rest. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Wow, I am so happy now that we're on a even more disciplined lockdown that we have all the lines lit, which is great. And Betty gets the first chance to answer today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz question.
Hey, Betty.
Good morning.
Okay,
good morning.
We told you how old A&W restaurants were last year. How old are they this year?
100 years old?
No, that is not it.
Oh, no.
No.
I'm so sorry.
No.
But it's a good guess, Betty.
Riding around driving a truck.
Buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Riding around driving a truck, buddy? Is that what you're doing?
Yes, sir, in Montgomery River Region area. Driving a truck.
So, what you think here, man? Give us the winning end.
What's the age of A&W restaurants this year?
I'm going to say 101.
That's correct.
Awesome.
Yeah, 100 was their...
That was last year, last year. And so this year they're 101.
Isn't Jay?
Little tricky.
Tricky today.
Little tricky.
Tricky.
So you've won.
Hey, Greg, can I make a request for this morning?
Sure.
I would like to hear the stink bug and dung beetle.
You going to be listening for a while?
Yes, sir.
That's one of my favorites.
Yeah, Jay loves that. I'll try and get that on for you. Go on, stink bug and dung beetle.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Hang on the line, buddy. I got to get your info.
Yeah. Let's say good morning to some of our other callers like Don.
Hey, Don. How are you?
Hey. I think I got a problem.
What's the problem?
When I listen to Randall, I can kind of follow him.
You
I'm serious. I counted really over the weekend. I could real good. Not today so much, but
now, today was
sometimes I can. I know exactly what he's talking about today.
Today
I mean,
was all
over
the
weekend.
Place.
Yeah. Well, that's what he does. But he's making a point.
Yes.
Do you want a follow up question? Did you listen to Random Facts?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. The oldest man in Poland will be how old, not today, but next Tuesday. Next Tuesday, how old will the oldest?
On the 14th, he'll be 110.
That's correct.
Good
That's
work.
Exactly right.
Good work, Don. Yep. We appreciate you, man. Try again tomorrow.
Thank you.
Ken, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Hey,
still got your outside lights up?
I do. I every night's a different color.
Oh, wow.
Oh, nice.
Cool.
I got them at Costco, too.
Yeah.
They're pretty awesome. Hey, I just want to thank you all for being on the air. You have no idea, for those of us who are essential and out working every day.
Yeah.
It means so much to be able to turn on the radio and hear you guys in the morning, hear the shows in the afternoon, and then Greg takes us home. Or for some of my friends, they're coming in. Thanks a lot, guys. I really appreciate it.
It's our pleasure, man. We appreciate you being there for us, too. Thanks a lot for the call. And let's give a big Warhawk welcome to Master Thespian.
Well, good morning and a great big coronavirus.
Hey, so let me give you a follow-up question.
Go ahead.
Jay mentioned a WWE wrestler who would wear a certain color trunks. That was the indicator he was going to lose. What color trunks are we talking about?
Those would be the red trunks on Ric Flair.
Absolutely correct. Yes, that's right.
Now, here's the deal. Did he do that deliberately just to signal that he was going to lose, or was it...
Well, Jay, you said it's predetermined whether they're going to win or lose, right?
It's predetermined. It is, yeah. It's always predetermined it's never. It's not necessarily always predetermined how they'll get to that result.
So they get rough sometimes, huh? I mean,
The big stuff is planned. Like if you're going to have a guy climb up to the top of the arena and jump off or whatever the thing's going to do.
Oh, that's known.
Some of that stuff is predetermined. Like you're going to make your way around here, do this, blah blah blah. But some of your regular matches, it's just, you know, you need to go out there and knock out 15 minutes of our time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dude's got to lose.
Yeah, I had an acting teacher in graduate school who loved wrestling. He said it was some of the best acting you'd ever seen. Of course, he also just thought it was hysterically funny that little grandmothers would be, you know, screaming.
Oh, yeah. Right.
You know, yeah, you rip off his head, you know.
Yep.
I wanted to call in because you said something about the Uncle Sam portraiture guy.
James Montgomery.
His name is James Montgomery Flagg. F-L-A-G-G is his last name.
Oh.
He was an illustrator in the early part of the 20th century. That's probably his most famous piece, the I Want You poster. But I just think it's ironic that the guy who did the portrait of Uncle Sam, his name is Flagg, you know. But when you did that, I was like, ooh, I need to call in and let you know.
That's pretty cool.
Well, thanks for doing that.
Pretty cool.
But he was pretty famous, made a lot of money, you know, illustrating for magazines and stuff, but kind of cool. All right.
Very nice.
I'm going to go away and let somebody else call in. So
thank
here's
you.
A great big goodbye.
All right, goodbye.
We appreciate it. I don't have that hotkey handy, so I have to give you your goodbye a little bit later. It's 7:45. Animal Stories coming up.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. With all the coronavirus supplies needed across the entire United States, Wiley Sanders needs truck drivers immediately. Be home every weekend and two nights a week. Call 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders needs you.
And we salute truck drivers everywhere, but especially Wiley Sanders truck drivers who are very much sought after these days. Very warm today with a high temperature up to, I've got us at 87 for a high. The record is 89. It goes back to 1880. Good bit of sunshine today, then dry and mild tonight. I don't know if we're going to see that full moon. Clouds will be increasing, but it was spectacular this morning. The full pink moon, which is a little brighter, a little bigger than normal because it's the closest point to Earth. Tonight's low 64. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms become likely, especially, I think, by midday and into the afternoon. A smaller chance on Tuesday night. High 81. Warmer Wednesday and Thursday, high in the mid-80s, risk of a few spotty thunderstorms both days, then much cooler Friday, and Easter weekend, big question marks. We have a low confidence forecast for Easter weekend. We'll keep an eye on it. Right now, this morning, 57 degrees, pleasantly cool with calm winds at 7:47.
All right, Animal Stories is coming up, and I hope it includes this story about chain-smoking monkeys.
No.
Among others, yeah. And a stray puppy and more. That's all ahead right now at 7:46. Heading over to Food Outlet after the show.
Mm-hmm.
Do some strategic shopping. They have done such a phenomenal job of, I mean, you know, talk about the unsung heroes during this whole thing. You go to these giant box stores, you're not going to save money. Food Outlet, you don't need to pay a membership fee or have a card. Mm-hmm. They keep their shelves stocked, and it's cost plus 10%. That's where smart people are keeping supplied during this coronavirus. Locations, and we heard from all of you calling from Prattville and Millbrook, Prattville on Main Street, west of 31, Millbrook on Highway 14, and Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery. I've had to give up my Sunday habit because we're doing the show here, but I'm heading over there after the show this morning. Danny Patterson, that group, doing a great job at all three Food Outlet locations.
I'm Deirdre Bolton, and this is the Fox Business Report.
American Airlines is suspending more flights in and out of New York City airports from later this week through May 6th. American says it will operate only 13 daily flights from JFK, LaGuardia, and Newark Liberty. It averaged 271 flights a day across the three airports a year ago. American Senior Vice President of Operations David Seymour says demand for flights to the New York area is rapidly evaporating. American is only operating flights between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m., so no aircraft or crews remain overnight at airports. BMW says sales of its luxury cars plummeted during the first 3 months of this year, though the trend has started to reverse in China and South Korea. BMW says about 95% of its retail locations in China are now open for business. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
In business today, being ready is more challenging than ever. As you work to keep your doors open and employees and customers protected, Cintas is here to help. Our trucks can deliver essential supplies like soap, microfiber towels, disposable gloves, paper towels, toilet tissue, and safety glasses. We can even sanitize your restrooms. We'll serve you with the speed and dedication you need. Learn how Cintas can help your business stay ready at Cintas.com.
April 6th is National Walk to Work Day. I live 20 miles away from the studio, and I don't feel so good. It's also Plan Your Epitaph Day, and I should have done that first.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Alabama is now under an emergency stay-at-home order. The order went into effect Saturday evening at 5. Now, there are some exceptions, including performing essential activities like buying food or obtaining essential services and going to work at a business that is deemed essential. Alabama is now approaching 2,000 confirmed coronavirus cases. The Alabama Department of Public Health has confirmed at least 31 deaths from COVID-19 and continues to investigate others. At least 200 people are hospitalized statewide. And Andalusia police are investigating a drive-by shooting Friday night on Packer Avenue. Police say shots were fired into a car in a home. A woman and child were inside the home but were not injured. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's uses hospital-grade cleaning products to kill germs and bacteria. Southern Bell's cleaning service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Is your foot pain becoming a hassle? Can't get through a workday without pain? Can't go shopping without limping down the aisles? I'm Dr. Brian Killey, a board-certified podiatrist with specialized training in endoscopic procedures for heel pain and neuromas. Most diagnostic procedures can be performed right in the office, saving you the time and trouble of going from place to place. So don't run around town to fix your feet. Call me at 265-7585 for an appointment. That's 265-7585. Serving Montgomery, Greenville, and surrounding areas for over a decade. Follow us on Facebook or visit us on the web at www.greenvillefootcare.com, where doctors' profiles, directions to the office, hours of operation, and new patient paperwork are all just a click away. You can also find useful information on common foot conditions and services that we provide. I'm Dr. Brian Killey with Greenville Foot Care. Happy feet start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
The safety and security of your family and property is on your mind now more than ever. For over 20 years, ProLink Security has been here for you. ProLink offers interactive security systems, including cameras, door locks, digital thermostats, and much more. Right now, if you call ProLink at 285-5833, you can take advantage of 3 months free monitoring with new activation and no contract. Call ProLink Security today, 334-285-5833. AESBL license number 475.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Our partnership with Blue Water Broadcasting has reached thousands of listeners in the River Region. People listen. People call. Now, there's mortgage savings for us all.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Okay, Marcus commercial, take one.
With a Marcus by Goldman Sachs, no penalty CD. Wait, there's a typo. A no penalty CD? That can't be right.
No, that's right. No penalties. All right, take two.
With a Marcus by Goldman Sachs, no penalty CD, you get a fixed rate of 1.7%. 1.7%?
Let's just get through the script, okay? Take three.
With a Marcus by Goldman Sachs, no penalty CD, you get a fixed rate of 1.7% on your money. There are no penalties if you withdraw your balance early. Come on, man. Even if you withdraw your balance early?
Look, if you're not going to read the script, I could just do it myself.
Okay, okay. With a Marcus by Goldman Sachs no penalty CD, you get a fixed rate of 1.7% for 7 months on your money. There are no penalties if you withdraw your balance early and you keep the interest you earned. Wow, really?
Yes.
Sign up for a no penalty CD today. You can money with Marcus by Goldman Sachs. Learn more at Marcus.com.
$500 minimum balance required to earn stated annual percentage yield, which may change before account is funded. May withdraw full balance beginning 7 days after funding. Rates as of March 20th, 2020. Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC.
All right, don't let your love life suffer during this pandemic. Next hour, Rich Thomas with some
adorable
pickup lines to enhance your love life.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Simba. On News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. It's time for your Monday edition of Animal Stories. True tales, pun intended, from creatures in the wild kingdom, Wolfman.
Nice, Wolfman.
Jam up and jelly tight there, huh, baby? All right, our top story comes from Cambodia. You know, animals pick up on stress.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell my two little knuckleheads, Mr. Thing and Mange Deweeniums, they could tell that
you know there's something going on.
Something's up, yeah. Well, stressed out primates, other than humans, have taken to chain-smoking cigarettes as the coronavirus rages across the globe. Monkeys and chimps, and by the way, there's a picture of a smoking chimney pansy here somewhere, all lit up, have failed to kick the habit as entertained visitors are seen to laugh as the animals spark up amid the pandemic. In Cambodia, one man took to social media to share a video titled, "By 2020, Even Monkeys Can Smoke." Shows a tiny macaca in a pen smoking a cigarette as another looks on. The animal is seen to take repeated drags while looking thoughtfully into the distance, kind of like I do when I'm in the thinking studio.
Won't that stunt his growth?
That's an old wives' tale. An old dead wives' tale. As a group of men laugh hysterically and take pictures on their phones, it seems that they're as worried as humans, as panic over the pandemic unfolding around them. Their stress is rubbed off on monkeys who are reaching for cigarettes. It comes as the number of coronavirus cases continue to rocket in Southeast Asia, with many people in war-torn Cambodia traveling to other countries for treatment. South China Morning Post reports Cambodia's coronavirus cases have spiked, forcing the government to ban travelers from countries including the U.S. and Italy. Animal rescuers in Britain say a construction
Britain
found a baby animal on a building site in Merseyside and took it home when he soon realized it was a fox cub and not a domestic dog as he had originally thought.
No.
He called the Royal Society of Prevention of Cruelty to Animals and Animal Welfare officer Matt Brown retrieved the cub from the man's house. The cub is now being cared for by veterinarians and will eventually be released into the wild. Totally okay. Enjoy the rest of the house. Because those are your animal stories. Now, if you want to pick up a fox, stay tuned because Rich Thomas cannot be with that. Next hour, COVID pickup line.
After Fox.
A quick reminder, I would never do this. I would never do this. Not to save money, but mail order pharmacy prescription refills. First of all, there's a time thing. I mean, I like going to Adams Drugs. First of all, they, like so many other businesses, have it all figured out with coronavirus and social distancing. Now, you can get a refill, I guess, at one of these big box store places and park. Maybe you even get a space that's fairly close, but they're not going to bring it out to you. You got to go in and get it. And if there's 40 people already in line because of social distancing, you got to wait for that to clear, even if you just need one prescription refill. That's not going to happen to you at Adams Drugs. So this, maybe more than any other time, is the time to go to adamsdrugs.net, find the location nearest you. Personally, I want to be able to talk to my pharmacist. His name is Lamar. He's at the location at Adams Drugs on Vaughan Road, east of Taylor. It's a great team over there as well. But right now, when I pick something up, I just call them on the inside, say I'm out here. They bring me the medication, pay with a credit card, don't have to touch anything, don't have to risk any of the COVID-19 compliance issues. They're doing everything. Oh, by the way, they will also deliver. And you can do that contact-free as well. Again, this is make an opportunity out of this situation. Get your prescriptions done where you won't have to wait in a long line just to get in the store. AdamsDrugs.net for the one nearest you. Traffic and then Fox News in two.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, we are still seeing a little congestion this morning. Northeast Boulevard from the Wetumpka Highway to Ware's Ferry Road. On the East-South Boulevard at Norman Bridge, Highway 80 at I-65. And that's about it. Mostly light to moderate traffic everywhere else. I-65 and 85, no issues.